Duchess Margaret of Austria was an extraordinary woman. She served as governor of the Habsburg Netherlands from 1507 to 1530. Her base was a palace which she built in Mechelen in Belgium, one of the first Renaissance buildings in Europe. In her richly decorated library, she amassed a large collection of books, including poetry, history, and music manuscripts. Her art collection was one of the largest in terms of quality and size in the early 16th century. Great minds of the day visited her, including Erasmus and Heinrich Cornelius Agrippa, who dedicated his work, Declamation on the Nobility and Preeminence of the Female Sex, to her. Margaret had diplomatic dealings with Thomas Boleyn, who left his 13-year-old daughter Anne with Margaret for a year. Margaret wrote to him, "She is so presentable and so pleasant, considering her youthful age, that I am more beholden to you for sending her to me than you to me." The cultural environment was to have a lasting impact on Anne Boleyn. Margaret not only enjoyed collecting music, but she also commissioned music anthologies, which she gave as gifts to friends and family. One of these books is called the Passivi Codex. This beautifully presented anthology is a collection of Franco-Flemish chansons, motets and mass settings, produced early in the 16th century in the famous music scribing workshop of Pierre Almery. It's named Passivi after the name of the manuscript's last private owner in the 19th century. The Boreas Quartet Bremen and soprano Dorothea Mields have recently recorded this collection. Some years back, they gave a performance in Antwerp, and instead of being handed flowers or wine, they were each given a beautifully bound copy of the Passivi Codex. They were filled with curiosity about the music, and in September this year, released their album of music from the Codex. And they recorded this in the transept of a 13th century church in Bremen. From this exquisitely crafted recording, I have chosen two songs. The first is Il viendrait le jour désiré by Margaret's favourite composer, Pierre de Leroux, and then a haunting anonymous Ave Maria. Soprano Dorothée Mields performs with the Boreas Quartet.
Thank you.
That was Il Viandre, Le Jour Désiré by Pierre de Leroux, and then an anonymous Ave Maria. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.